If a person had guests that were invited to him, and they went to him, he shouldn't send with them, when they're leaving him, manos, different foods, fully prepared, like pieces of meat that they should take home for themselves. Unless he was mezake to them, he gave it to them, like the Rav explains, he was mezake through somebody else as a gift, because we know zachen la'adam shaloi b'fan. If a person can give something over to somebody else because it's for their benefit, and there's nothing negative that can come to them from giving it to them, so you can do it without them even knowing. And here, it's okay if you did that Erev Yontif, so you gave, you were mezakeh, you took somebody else and said, here, I'm all these guests that are going to be coming to me tomorrow, through you, I'm giving it to them that they're going to acquire it now, even though they don't know about it. So that's what you can do, and then these people can then go and take these manos back to their homes on Yontif. These people, the guests, made an Erev Tchumen, so they were able to come. They came to the guy's house, and then they took it on Yontif. He said, here are these manos, these pieces of meat or fish, whatever he was giving them. And he says, don't worry, I already was mezakeh to you before Yontif. They were always yours, and you can now go and use your own tchumen to walk back home. Mishnah continues, Ein mashkin v'shoichetin esamid barios. Totally different type of halacha. One should not make drink and then shecht midbarios, which is like wild animals, non-domesticated animals, but you can make drink and shecht domesticated animals. When we say make drink, really, Taisa Center brings the Ran, there's no halachas that are applying to drinking here. Just normally, before people would shecht animals, they always would have the animal drink, because Rashi says that the skin, after an animal would drink, and then you would shecht it, the skin would peel off much easier afterwards. The Rambam says that when you would make it drink, it would be better for the lungs, so there'd be no issues of confusion as far as it seems confusions as far as treifa. It's just better for the animal to be in that state, hydrated, before it's shechted. But the main point here is the shechita, that you cannot shecht the non-domesticated animals, even though you can feed them and make them drink, because they're muksa. Avamashkin v'shechetin es abaisis, but you are allowed to give water to and shecht the domesticated ones. Eluhein baisis, these are the domesticated animals that are not muksa, that you're allowed to shecht. Halonois be'ir, the ones that sleep in the city at night. Like Taisus Yontif says, based on the Braisa, that they would go outside of the Tchum during the day, but they always come back and sleep at night within your Tchum. Midbarios, and what are the non-domesticated animals? Halonos ba'afar. These are the ones that sleep in the afar. So the Rambam learns that afar is like villages. The Aruch learns it's like a area that the animals would just graze in, like has tall grass, like it says, Vatir'enu ba'ochu, by Paro's dreams. Either way, these animals are outside the Tchum, and because they're outside the Tchum, they're muksa, and you can't shech them. Taisus Yontif points out that don't say that this is a raya, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda as far as muksa is concerned, because the whole machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because he says, because even Rabbi Shimon would be modi here, because it's like groigras and simukin, like raisins and things that when you put them on the roof, even Rabbi Shimon holds it's muksa. Because even though Rabbi Shimon normally doesn't hold a muksa, however, in certain cases where a person is totally pushing something aside in his mind, or would push something aside that he would for sure never have any use for it, even Rabbi Shimon is moida that it's muksa. Like we have muksa mach maschisar and kis, something's like a very delicate, expensive item. Even Rabbi Shimon's moida that that's muksa, because nobody before Shabbos, he's for sure going to put it out of his mind. So to hear, these animals don't even enter his mind. He's totally doicha them, and they're muksa even according to Rabbi Shimon. Salak Maseches Beitza.